This is an original song, as all songs are original songs. Somebody wrote them. I wrote this one. Well, Noah was a fella who needed an umbrella, and I wonder if he were around today. Would he consult with his psychologist and the TV meteorologist if he thought perhaps a storm was on the way? Would he hitch up a pair of mules, or would he opt for power tools? I wonder just what old Noah might do if he foresaw the changing weather. Would he tweet it all on Twitter, or would he just keep quietly building his wooden zoo? Would he harness two mosquitoes, two orangutans and cheetahs, and maybe bring some zebras in on buses? Would he have two owls so wise, and a pair of blue-tailed flies, and some platypuses and hippopotamuses? Would he go north or travel east with his noisy jungle beasts? I'll give him my very best advice. We'll know better what the cost. Noah, I know you won't get lost if you'll just invest in a GPS device. Now for the Johnny Cash fans. Take a gander at that moose. Take a gander, take a goose. Will the fleas be riding in the same room as the kittens? Will the centipedes and the spiders be considered first-class riders? And will the roaches be told to stay out of the kitchen? Will the hyenas be displeased as they ride the stormy seas? Or will they just laugh it off and carry on? We might need an extra cow or two to be cat food at the zoo, 'cause I know lions and tigers are not vegetarian. Last verse. Well, Noah is a genius, and let's keep this strictly between us. I really am not sure that ship is watertight. I know he talked to the bears and to the turtles and the hares, and he told the cats and dogs not to fight. But that big ship is made of timber, so the captain must remember to be really, 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 really smart. If he wants to avoid the leaks, he should put some duct tape on the beaks of those two woodpeckers down there in that wooden ark. Put some duct tape on the beaks of those little feathered freaks, those two woodpeckers riding on that wooden ark.